In last week's ministration, I actually mentioned the importance of understanding what makes God do something that you actually remember. So God will not just do it for you. And I told you in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, and we saw from the scriptures, God speaking to the people of Israel, telling them and warning them that, listen, I'm about to do something that you actually live to remember. Am I talking to you? So in the book of Deuteronomy 8, we read from verse 15, God begins to remind them and send scorpions and thirsty land where there were no water. Who brought water for you out of the flint rock? In verse 16, who fed you in the wilderness with the manna? Can you imagine God reminding them because they had forgotten? Now, so the scripture says, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. In verse 17, the Bible says, then you say in your heart, my power, you see that? My power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. Get that? He says, after all what I do for you, and when you get something, you begin to think it is your power that gave it to you. You hear that? Then the scripture says what? And you shall remember. Somebody say October to remember. You shall remember. God wants you to remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power. Karamandi Frekidas. He gives you what?
Power.
And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He. Now, you see that statement, right? He says, you shall do what?
Remember.
And I told you this. Why is God saying you shall remember? Because it's so possible that He can do it for you and you can forget about it. And some of you here, there are so many things God did for you and you have already what?
Forgotten.
All those traps for you. And already, you are stressing with these small things and God says, but have you forgotten already on the Red Sea? So there are things we have to remember what God has done for us. And I was asking God, why does God give us this theme every year? And a calendar which we normally use for December 31st. That's English calendar. But the Bible calendar, right now, the whole Israel. And I told you this in Pretoria. Long time ago, in the same October, that this is a period where God looks upon the earth, He looks at everyone, and He decides your destiny for the next year. If you die, this is a moment God makes decisions. I'm talking to somebody here. So it is very important for somebody in this season to understand why God gives us as a month to remember. So if there will be someone who become a millionaire, this is a season God is actually planning it. If there will be someone who will get nothing, this is a season God will say, this will be this, this will be that. So if you check right now, even on the internet, this is the most, it's actually from the 1st until the 11th. These are the holy, holy, holy days. There is a sound of trumpets if you go to Israel right now. In this season where we are right now, it is so spiritual. This is a season they'll get dreams. It is in this season where we recommit ourselves to the Lord and ask Him. This is a period you can actually repent and say, God, please, if you're planning something for me in this season, Hey, please forgive me. Do not consider my faults. You can negotiate with it. This is the time the whole Israel is praying. If you go to Israel now, the only sound you hear in the streets, trumpets. So in the month, this month, you must be very serious, because God is going to do something for us. I can see it for you. It's just right there in the month of October. Something is going to happen. Say loud, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, so the scripture there in Deuteronomy, it says, it is the Lord who gives you power. But then God, what is he saying? He's saying you will be rich. He says, when you enter Canaan, you are going to have money, you're going to have resources. But remember, I'm the one who did it. In this month, God will do something that you must remember. He is the one who did it. Are you here, somebody?
Yes.
Are you really following?
Yes.
Now, let's go into something here that is very important. Because in this month, God will perform a thing. Let's go to Habakkuk 1 verse 5. All right. Let's go to Habakkuk 1 verse 5. Look among the nations and watch. Be utterly astounded. For I will wake a wake in your days, which you would not believe, though it were told to you. Message. Look around at the godless nations. Look long and hard. Brace yourselves for a shock. Some things about to take place. No, come on. Some things about what?
To take place.
And you are going to find it hard to believe. Hey, wait. New Living Translation. I like the New Living. Let's just read it. It says, the Lord replied, look around at the nations. Look and be amazed. For I am doing something in your own day. My God. Something you wouldn't believe, even if someone told you about. God is about to do something in the month of October. That even if it was told to you that God would do this, you would not believe it. Something that even if I tell you now, you will not believe it. Are you here? God is about to do something that even if I tell you now to say this will happen to you in this month, you will not believe. It is too much. Somebody shout October to remember.
October to remember.
Marania Vahaza.
October to remember.
Joraka Mande. Zuka Pakataras. Something that God will do. Do you know what October is spiritually? I have told you, number one, it marks the new beginning of a new spiritual year. A miracle to be seen. Deuteronomy. Okay, verse 18. 8:18.
And you shall remember that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is this day.
Now, the word power there, it is the word kowach. Say kowach. There's a particular power that God gives people for money. And this power is known as kowach. If God gives a person kowach, he has given the person power to become a millionaire. And God gave this power to the people of Israel. He said, I give you kowach. Somebody told me, he said, you don't need God to make you rich. And my argument was so simple. I said, tell me, the whole world, which nationals are the most richest? Jews. There is no any country in the world with many millionaires than the Israelites. Because of Kowach. If you get Kowach, you have gotten the anointing for prosperity. You don't look for it, the prosperity begins to hunt you. And tonight what I see people catch this anointing. Are you here?
Yes.
It is the Lord that gives you what?
Power.
Kowach. There are special anointings. God can give you the anointing for prayer. You can have anointing so powerful that you pray the whole night. I'm telling you. There's an anointing. It's there in the scripture. Said to some, are given the gift of what? Some moving in miracles and others just speaking in tongues. Oh, are you here or are you home? The scripture says the same spirit, some are given the gift. You go to actually Romans 12, even much better, from verse 6. It says what? It says, if it is prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Verse 7, it says what? Or ministry, let us use it in thing. Then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it. So from verse 6, it talks about these are gifts given to us. So some have got a gift of giving, some the gift of leading, some have gift of, so different gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, then we see discernment, working of miracles, extra gifts. These gifts are known as charismata or gifts of the spirit, which comes by charisma. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here, right? Say charismata. Unction. Unction. This charismata, it is the working of the spirit. It matter. So in other words, you can have the anointing for prayer, the anointing for this, the anointing for this, and not have the anointing for prayer. They've got anointing for other things and they can't pray. This is why when you need the spirit, you need him in his fullness. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here. Am I speaking to somebody here? You need him in his what? In his fullness. And that's what I always pray. I say, God, I don't want the spirit to manifest in a part. Are you here?
Yes.
So when you talk to prayer, I'm on prayer. You can't find me at lunch. I'm always in prayer. Every lunch hour, you can't get me. Every 4 o'clock, even if I'm in a car, I go into prayer once a day. Because it is an unction. It is an unction. It is the spirit, the manifestation, working of miracles. Anything we touch, it is an anointing that makes you, whatsoever small you touch, becomes God, becomes prosperous, because you have charismata, you have kowach. So in the month of October, number one, I've told you, because it is the spiritual entry. It is a month where God decides and makes decisions for people. In this month of October, it is a month also known as the month of decision. You can actually Google on the internet, what is the month of October spiritually? See what this month is. Now, before we read it, let's get this knowledge first. So, we all know the story of Noah. How he was in the waters and it was raining. And everybody else died apart from his ark. And now there was no hope. Are we going to go back? Will this water reduce? Will this disaster disappear? Check the scripture. When did the water disappear? In October. And the waters decreased continually until when? Come on, answer my question. Until which month?
The 10th month. On the first day of the month.
Is the fire burning?
Your problem will disappear until this month.
I receive.
Everything will now just completely disappear. Hope came in when they saw mountains to say, wow, are they not mountains? It was in October. When the waters were decreasing, the first mountain to appear, Ararat, it was in the month of October where the ship had to land. Their deliverance happened in October. Hear this scripture. It says what? It says, and the waters decreased. Someone say, month to remember.
Month to remember.
Karamandia Bahatos. In verse 1 of the same chapter, in verse 1, the Bible says what?
Then God remembered Noah.
Not only will you remember what God will do, but God also in this month, He will remember you. If you have seen God doing miracles, the word remember there is the word Zaka. Marus priya kahanda kahate. Some say Zaka, which means to recall. Hey, God will remember all your prayers in the month of October. God will remember all your giving in the month of October. God will remember a minute. So God remembered who? Say the scripture there. Not only will he your business. God remembered who? Just read the scripture there. Just read for me.
Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him.
Wait a minute.
Ark.
No. I like it when you stop there. God remembered what?
Noah.
And everything that was
in the ark.
In the ark and all the animals that were with who?
With him in the ark.
Animals which were with who?
Noah.
With him. Anything that was with him, it was also remembered. God didn't just remember Noah, but God also remembered everything that was with him. Am I talking to somebody right here? So if your family is with you, they'll be remembered. Not only God remember you and your family, no, but everything that is with you, including cats and dogs. Hey, you didn't hear me. Even your cats, even your dogs. You're not getting it. Am I talking to somebody right here? Everything that was with Noah, God remembered Zaka, which means to recall considerably. You didn't hear me. So somebody doesn't just think about you to remember you, no. But then he considers to say, what can I do for her? What can I do for him? I want you to raise up a right hand. Say, oh God, remember me now. In this month, the month to remember. Say it again, oh God. So the word Zaka means to remember, to recall, to be brought to remembrance. Be remembered. Be thought of. Be brought to mind. So it's not just you. Will you remember what God did? God will also remember you. Your I receive looks like it's something.
I receive.
You better receive, right?
I receive.